Welcome. This is National Public Radio Station, and I am your host, Melissa Hecht. Today, on Talk Around Fairytale Land, I have a special guest named Donkey from the Swamp. You know him as Shrek's right-hand man, but today I brought him in to learn about him and his life with Mrs. Dragon. Welcome, Donkey, and thank you for coming in today. I want to focus today on your relationship with Mrs. Dragon, starting with when you met, to now being parents together of adorable, fire-breathing donkey dragonettes. I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with Mrs. Dragon from beginning to end to now. What immediately struck you when you first met Mrs. Dragon?
Ooh, ah, that was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks!
Perhaps on another show we'll learn how you dealt with that issue, but presumably you both got past her bad breath and started to fall in love. What feeling did you get when you knew you were falling in love with Dragon?
Hey man, this don't feel right. My donkey senses are tingling all over.
What a truly wonderful feeling to have. However, for many listeners, they are seeking that special someone and would like some advice on how to win a lady's heart. It seems to me like you're a real ladies' man, Donkey. How did you woo Dragon?
Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
Then you got to try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
Good advice to give, Donkey. And remember, that compliment is coming from a woman. So it seems that it worked out well for you, Donkey. You got married to a great gal, and the wedding was spectacular. But we didn't get to hear much about the planning leading up to the wedding. Like, we'd love to know what you did for your bachelor party.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
That is so great that you had a good friend like Shrek that also likes to do low-key things out of the public eye. I have to admit, I didn't peg you as the waffle type. I guess you learn something new about people every day in this job. So now that you have been married for a while, how do you keep the romance alive? Do you know what kind of flowers the missus likes on Valentine's Day?
Blue flower, red thorns, blue flower, red thorns, blue flower, red thorns. This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
That is very sweet that you know what flower she loves and that you do your very best to find it despite your disabilities. She must really appreciate the gesture. So, moving along in life, you eventually saved up enough and got your own home with Dragon on the Swamp. What did you think of what Mrs. Dragon did with your home?
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
You are a good husband and know just what to say to keep your lady happy. But of course, as life would have it, every relationship has its ups and downs, we know. So when Dragon gets mad at you, how do you try to make up with her?
Please don't turn me in. I'll never be stubborn again. I can change. Please, give me another chance.
Oh, shut up.
Again, great advice for our listeners. You can't ever expect to change somebody else, but you can change yourself. These are often the words women wish their men would say. Well, we're nearing the end of the interview, Donkey, so I want to spend a little time asking about your family life. Now that you have kids, how do you feel about going home at night?
Please, I don't want to go back there. You don't know what it's like to be considered a freak. Well, maybe you do. But that's why we gotta stick together. You gotta let me stay, please!
Very funny. And although sometimes I'm sure it is true, I bet you are a great dad and help Dragon out with the kids. Next is one of my favorite questions to ask dads. How has it been changing your little donkey Dragon baby diapers?
Oh, that is nasty!
All too true. Male or female, mom or dad changing the diaper. We all have the same response to the number two diapers. They sure do leave a lasting impression on the nose. We all could use hazardous waste removal systems when raising children, I guess. Final question. For those listeners thinking of becoming parents or eagerly expecting their first, what can you say about how it has been raising your donkey dragon babies? We all know that parenting can be rewarding yet challenging, so give us your thought.
I know before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
I guess we could all say that we need a little bit of therapy, whether it's because of how our parents raised us, or the issues that we're creating in our children. But either way, I appreciate your standpoint, Donkey. Well said. Well, I'd like to thank Donkey for coming in and sharing his experiences, time, and advice. Please, Donkey, send our warm wishes to your family, Shrek and Fiona. Although Donkey is a steed of few words, what he had to say was valuable and to the point. Hope this podcast has been interesting and enlightening. Please listen next time when we interview Snow White after her years of beauty rest. Thank you again for listening to Talk Around Fairy Tale Land, and this is your host, Melissa Hecht, saying, here's to your happily ever after. Good night.